This is Passport to Texas. When journalist Richard Louv coined the phrase nature deficit disorder in his book, Last Child in the Woods, he intended it to be tongue-in-cheek, but it struck a nerve.
It has entered language since then, actually several languages.
Louv was the keynote speaker at the annual Children and Nature Conference in April.
To show you what I know about marketing, I argued with the publisher on whether that should be in the subtitle. But as I thought about it, I thought we're not going to have a big conversation about this issue without that kind of approach. So it's not a known medical diagnosis. Maybe it should be. It is, though, a metaphor for what we've known was going on for a long time.
What was going on for a long time was estrangement of youth from the natural world.
The activities that kids considered important, nature was sliding on that scale downward very quickly, and that started about 30, 35 years ago at an accelerating pace.
Since Last Child in the Woods publication in 2005, the Children in Nature movement has grown around it.
If children have less and less experience with nature, who will be the future stewards of the earth? Yes, there will always be environmentalists and conservationists, but increasingly, if we're not careful, they will be carrying nature in their briefcases, not in their hearts. And that's a very different relationship, and I don't think it's sustainable.
For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.